St. Paul spent so long getting ready for this. There are cops and barricades everywhere. It's a little hard to get around, and yesterday, on my way to an interview, I ran into one of the first groups of demonstrators to hit the streets. Led by a drummer, about 200 people marched through downtown, protesting what they call the government's policy of torture. Some wear orange jumpsuits and black hoods over their heads, and a few are ready to engage in a little civil disobedience.
There are folks who are going to choose to go outside the permitted parade route. If you want to get a ticket or go to jail or whatever it is, go to the left. Always to the left.
Just about a block away, past a few outdoor lunch spots and across from a park filled with Charles Schulz Snoopy characters, things quiet down, and I reach my destination. It's an unusual men's store that in some ways embodies St. Paul and maybe America. It's called Jaime's Haberdashery. They sell shirts, ties, and shoes, hats. And right here in the store, they have an old-fashioned barber shop.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take it down as close as I can, and then we'll start the head shave.
That's master barber Tina Kavaleski. And yes, after she buzzes away what meager hair I have, she's going to shave my head.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing now?
Just working in the oil, and then we'll do some hot towels.
Tina rubs my head with oil, wraps it in the steamy towels. It's really blissful. I can barely think about politics, but I force myself.
You know, politicians are known for, many of them, for good hair. If you're just judging them by hair, who would you like, McCain or Obama?
McCain.
Why is that?
He is the typical type of hair that would come in this barbershop. We don't get a lot of, let's just say, hair like Obama, so.
So are you saying you don't get a lot of African Americans?
Yep. Yeah.
You probably get more Republicans than Democrats, I bet.
Yeah, I would think so. If I had to guess, yeah.
There's really no reason to dwell on partisanship when you're having your head shaved, is there?
I'm going to do a cool towel to close your pores back up.
Why not?
Well, so here I am, a new man, shaved and pampered. Total for the head and face, $46. Tina's colleague, Mustache Jim, the singing barber, sort of wraps the whole experience up in this little ditty.
Well, nothing gets better when you're feeling humdrum. Go on to the barber, get yourself some bay rum. Shine your shoes with the razor blade blues. Come on, sharp shaver, it's a treat for you.
Freshly groomed in St. Paul, Minnesota, Steve Proffitt, NPR News.